Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 87. As always, I am your host, That Sports Gamer himself, TJ Lauerman. And alongside me for this episode is my good buddy, Sean Kearns, a.k.a. Special Keezy.
Hashtag Keezy, yes, was successful. I am back.
I guess it was successful. But you know what I realized after last episode?
What's that?
I should probably just call you Keezy because anything else is going to get me confused.
That's a good point.
Sometimes I'll try to be like, Sean, no, that's not your name. You are Keezy. Everybody knows it. Keezy, yes.
Keezy, yes. Thank you, Cappy. I appreciate all the work, the hard work.
So, sir, what have you been playing recently? Just jump right into this.
Well, you know, I've gone through quite a resurgence in wanting to play Mutt. So I've been playing a lot of Madden recently. You and I played our first couple of games just recently here, and you smoked me, as rightly you should have. But I've been really, really trying to get into it and get better. You know, I'm not a terribly good player, so that's kind of what I've been doing the last little bit.
Trying to become a high-level Mutt player?
I mean, I'll take lowish medium at this point. It's better than what I am right now.
I feel I've stepped up my Mutt game recently after going up to Boston for PAX East and hanging out with Gibbs and Farrell, the Madden Tips guys. I've gotten like a new sense of confidence from some of the things some like the plays and stuff they broke down for me. And just let's try to not just joke around and run AJ McCarron out there all the time. Which, don't get me wrong, running AJ McCarron out there all the time is brilliant. Because they never key on him, so you can read option. It's amazing. But yeah, didn't you also make a recent purchase from a random stranger on Craigslist?
Yes, I did. A random stranger who turned out to not be a drug dealer, so that was great. And you're ended still up alive, buying. So. Yes, I ended up still alive, so double bonus. I ended up purchasing a PlayStation Vita, so I got the early jump on MLB The Show 14.
Or and, super late jump, depending on how you're looking at it.
You know, it's still earlier than the PS4 version, which I'm currently waiting for as well. But so far, so good. I like it quite a bit. And the Vita itself, I hadn't played one before, so I was really quite surprised at how awesome it is.
Yeah, we need to do some online home run derbies on the Vita against each other. I think we can play head-to-head online on Vitas. But I feel like that will either A, not be fun, or B, not work, / be a waste of time.
It probably both. So, and not to mention, it'll end up being like Madden 2, where you just crush me, and I feel a little bit bad about myself for a little bit.
But the second game, you came so close.
I did. I threw a pick in the end zone, and I felt like an idiot for that.
Yeah. And if you want to watch those games, they're up on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer right now. You can check those out. Though I did mention, I went up to PAX East. We did the Press Row podcast panel on the crisis in sports video games with host Rich Grisham, U.S. Gamers Kat Bailey, Polygon Smith Sarkar, and Polygon's Owen Good. Believe it or not, everything worked, and we were able to Skype in Owen Good.
That is awesome. To do that as you're trying to do a live panel in front of a live, yeah, I don't know how you guys were willing to take that chance, but
It was pretty terrifying. We're gonna try to get video in, but we didn't get that working.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes on the excitement there.
Yeah, the Rich had like one of those Verizon MiFi cards. I mean, the audio was perfect, so that worked surprisingly well until the end of the panel. Actually, not even till the end of the panel. Till like 2 days later, when we realized that Rich left his laptop at the panel. Which was kind of a bad thing. But thankfully, after like a week, we got it all straightened out. I think he's got the laptop back. I haven't actually checked if he's received it yet. But I know we found it, and there was discussions to get him back his laptop.
Yeah, I saw the thread on Twitter, and I'm glad that they found it. I'm just really hoping that when he receives the package in the mail, that it's not just an Apple that they send him.
Yeah.
With a bite taken out of it for, you know, realistic sake.
That'd be pretty hilarious. But definitely a shout out to everybody on the all the PAX enforcers, making sure that found its way safely home. But that audio is up on operationsports.com. I'll have a link to it in the show notes so you can listen to the panel yourself. I know you listened to it. You said it was amazing. I was the best on it, but I appreciate that.
I mean, you sounded the most natural, like you've been doing this for a living.
It's almost like that way. But actually, it's funny because Rich is the one that does it for a living. He does big presentations for his company.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of funny. So PAX was very interesting. We got there. We saw the show floor. You got that. The way the Boston Convention Center is, like, you come in, and then you go down two escalators to get to the show floor. So you get that just that look down of, like, wow, there's a lot of people here. And it was pretty packed. And there was nary a sports game in the place. Though, I didn't actually go towards the 2K booth, since that was pretty swamped. Because I think it's Evolve is the game they're coming out soon with. Where, like, you play as a creature, and four other people play as humans trying to kill the creature.
Oh, wow.
It looks like a pretty interesting game. But because of that, I think it had, like, a two-hour line around the 2K booth. So I wasn't really going to try to get in there. but I know a lot of the WWE community guys were there. But I don't think they were showing off any of WWE or NBA 2K, so...
It would seem a little early for them to have any gameplay for that, right?
Yeah, that was the closest to sports games they had. Though, in one booth, they did have a guy riding a BMX bike. But I'm not sure why. It seemed very out of, like, it shouldn't have been there. Out of place. But yeah, no sports games. Though, what's funny is, you know how we've been playing League of Legends kind of nonstop like Mad Men recently?
Yeah, I believe that was the other game that I've been playing a lot of recently.
Yeah, we should probably see someone about how much we've been playing League of Legends recently, but I tried to get to their booth, and it was swamped, so that didn't really work. Like, I couldn't even get into I couldn't touch the space that was technically considered their booth, because it was just, like, body-to-body person the whole way through. So we were walking around, and... we saw the Oculus Rift booth, and Rich is like, oh, can we schedule a meeting for later? And the guy's like, yeah, hold on one second. You can sit down right now.
Wow.
So we got to try the Oculus Rift. That's an interesting thing. Like, when you put it on, it's pretty amazing because you're kind of really immersed in a world. I mean, I don't think this was the high-def version. Like, you can see, like, the honeycomb pattern and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was like two people or two little like doll sized people fighting with like a sword and a shield on a table in front of you. And you're like in a living room. So you're sitting down. You can see yourself sitting there. There's a table in front of you, another couch across the way, some bookshelves in the back, a TV on the left, and you could fight them all over the place. And I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty amazing. We only played for maybe like 5 minutes. So I'm really worried that, like, when that comes out for real, if you try to play it more than that 5 minutes, you might get headaches. Like, I was a little woozy. Not, like, really... Not like a headache or anything, but just, like, that when you took the glasses off, it was, like, you felt a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, a description. I don't have a real good word for that, but it's just, like, you had that weird feeling. Like, you know, when you, like, walk through your house at night and you're, like, is somebody looking at me? I feel, like, a thing on my neck, and it's, like... But... It was really cool, and I think if they can get it to high def, that could be a really awesome thing. And I kind of want to see that in my house at some point.
I would probably end up purchasing it as well. But, I mean, at what point does it start to become like... I mean, I get technology is great and everything, but at what point does it just become, all right, go outside. You know, yeah. Like go do real world stuff. Like I find myself wanting to sit in front of my TV and my computer now as it is, and just, you know, get immersed in what's going on the interweb. Now give me some sort of virtual reality where I don't have to deal with some of the people that are out there in the world. Great, but when does it become too far?
What if we were in League of Legends? How sick would that be?
I'd get killed as much as Thralia does.
Yeah, that would be bad. We wouldn't want that to happen.
Sorry, Thralia.
But yeah, I think it would be. It'll be really cool when that becomes, like, a thing that you can actually purchase, not just as, like, a developer kit, like, with games and stuff coming out for it. It could be kind of cool. Hopefully the price comes down. I mean, if it's $350 for the development kit, I think you can get now, which is pretty cheap for what it should be. But I remember, like, 20 years ago, standing in a Blockbuster playing something, shooting dragons with a VR headset on. But
It's called the Virtual Boy.
No. Oh, man. Virtual Boy is good until you realize after like an hour and a half playing that you have the worst headache ever when you take it off. Right, I was so good at that tennis game.
So there's your example from the Oculus Rift. It was the Virtual Boy. Yeah, they haven't fixed it.
I could actually sit up. The Virtual Boy, you had to like stick your head in. I have some Virtual Boy games. I don't have the Virtual Boy around here anywhere. I think I stole it from an ex-girlfriend.
There you go.
Might have taken the console back, but I still have some of the games, which is kind of funny. I wonder if they're worth anything on eBay. Probably not. But yeah, after we did the show floor, it was like, I mean, literally, I got up there at like 9 o'clock in the morning after a 3-hour drive. We got to the show around probably like 10:30, 11 o'clock. The panel was at 1:30. And between that like 11 o'clock, 1:30, we pretty much realized that, yeah, there's no sports games here and none of this stuff really suits us. So we kind of just went up to the room, got everything set up, did the panel, which was great. Then afterwards, Rich is like, oh, I have a meeting. And we're like, yeah, we're going to go get some Mexican food and we'll see you later. So it was cool. Me, Zach Farley, and Steve Gibbs, the Madden Tips guys, as you may know them from This Week in Madden and the book, the official Prima Player's Guide to Madden. We went and had lunch. That was great. I walked all around the city of Boston. Then let's see what else happened that day. After that, we had dinner with Kevin Larrabee of Back in My Play, which is a awesome podcast of retro games. So if you're not listening to that, go do it. Link in the show notes. Chris Johnston of the Player One podcast. He also works at Adult Swim Games as a producer. He was there. He was at the last year's dinner and nicest guy in the world. Who else was there? Kat from the panel. Farley was there. And from the Game Show Network, their games division, our buddy Jeremy Stein. He used to work on Madden back in the day. So.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was a good crew. Had some good conversation. Let me tell you, chicken and waffles, the greatest combination on the history of the planet.
I saw pictures. I believe you took a picture of your plate.
Yeah, phenomenal. It was kind of the most amazing thing I've ever had. And next year, I'm going to make sure that we're going to the exact same restaurant. So we'll do it 3 years in a row. So if you're ever in Boston, there's a restaurant called the Granary Tavern. It's amazing. Highly recommend going there. Actually, we got the same seats as last time, so it was like perfect. Because we had like a nice little corner to ourselves. But unlike last time, the Riot Games party was not next to us. Like, I couldn't even get in there to get a skin or anything at the booth. It was terrible. They were giving out some, like that Black Ops Varus. Nobody cares about any of this stuff about League of Legends that we're talking about, but...
Just you and I.
Yeah, just you and I. Let's see. Oh, yeah, so Saturday after that, we woke up in the morning, and we looked at each other, and I was like, do you really want to go back to the show floor? And after about 2 seconds of discussion, we decided not to. And we just went to Madden Tips office, which was
saying is you got to go to Mecca.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. They have like the coolest setup. Like their whole system is like in a box on wheels. So if they literally wanted to, they could just be like, all right, we're going somewhere else and just take the whole thing with them. Pretty ridiculous.
Describe the room for anyone who didn't get a chance to see who hasn't seen, you know, This Week in Madden or any of those podcasts or even what you guys did that Saturday.
Well, yeah, if you want to see the game me and Rich played against each other, it's on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. It might be saved on the twitch.tv/maddentips. It might be there. I'm not sure. But I mean, it's just like a regular office and they have a big desk that is the table where the magic happens, as they say. A big poster of Calvin Johnson behind it. And a little computer area. Like, I was really surprised, like, how much amazing stuff they do in a fairly small area. Because it's like one large office. It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
And thankfully, while I was there, I got to wear the coveted lab coat. And, believe it or not, I didn't break anything. Yeah, that week when they recorded Madden Tips, Zach did break a Teddy Bruschi poster that Gibbs had up in the office. Pretty funny to see.
Right?
But yeah, we got to play a bunch of Madden, talk to them. I think we streamed for 3 or 4 hours or something like that. But yeah, really great times. I was thinking about staying until Sunday and going to the Giant Bomb panel Saturday night, but we didn't do that just because trying to get back to the Boston Convention Center was going to be a pain because they're like 30 minutes away. And there's a lot of people, and that thing was packed. Like, I started watching the beginning of the video they had up. It looked like it wouldn't have been too comfortable. So, kind of happy I stayed home. Or, actually, I left from Matt and Tip's office and came home. Kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a for at least for me, with zero sports games being there, it's definitely like a... If I'm going to go up there next year, it's going to be go do the panel, hang out at Madden Tips the next day, and just come home. Definitely worked out very well. And it was great. We had so many people in the crowd doing the panel, and it was great. We had, like, a meet and greet after. I had to explain the, if you play Mutt, you either have to have time or money. If you have neither, it doesn't work.
Right.
I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. I can't wait. I really hope, whatever panel we decide to do, they bring us back next year. And then actually I was talking with the Man Tips guys. I was like, we should do more panels next year. So look out for that.
You could even have a Mutt-specific panel, you know?
I don't know if there would be enough people to come to a Mutt-specific panel. Though ScoMo did say he's going to try to get up there next year.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to come too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I could make my way out there.
Yeah, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Arizona.
Right, yeah.
So, video games, huh?
Those crazy things. I don't know.
Bad news. No demo for MLB 14 The Show. Does that really... were you really surprised by that?
No. I don't usually... I don't expect demos from anything anymore.
True.
So the fact that it wasn't coming out, it's like, whatever. I don't think a demo... for a game like MLB the Show 14 is going to get anyone to buy the game, and I don't think it's going to talk anyone out of getting the game, so I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it's pretty much you know if you're buying the game or not already. I mean, the problem is they really have to do something to try to push this game to like a wider audience, because I was talking one day on Twitter with Pasta Padre, and MLB is like the least selling game, or the least selling sports game, like even behind NHL.
Well, but again, MLB is or the show is only on PlayStation. The games that 2K made were not great, is the nicest way to say it. But even then, you look in the sports world right now, baseball isn't. I mean, they still get plenty of people that come to the games because it's a unique experience, but. I think it's dropping in popularity on a year by year basis.
Baseball the sport or baseball the video game?
Baseball the sport, which is in turn causing baseball the video game to not be as popular.
I think that's ridiculous because I'm pretty sure they just came out saying they had like the best first week numbers in history.
I just don't see it. I don't see it because if you don't live in a baseball city. Do you watch baseball? Like, I don't know a lot of people who do.
Do you know anybody that doesn't live in a baseball city? Got him. See?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't. Exactly. So you're just making up stuff. They did put out the first roster update, finally, for that game. So we are only 2 weeks away from actually getting it on PS4. I'm pretty psyched.
Got any plans for your first day?
The first day... Assuming all this stuff actually works, which questionable if all this stuff is actually going to work, because I'm going to try to do supposedly with the next system update, they're going to have where you have the ability to pre-order a game on PSN and pre-download it. And in theory, it'll unlock at midnight Eastern time in your area. I think that's what's going to happen. So obviously I'll start streaming at midnight if that is the case. Probably going to take off the whole day. Of the 6th, and probably just stream all day. I don't think I will start my road to the... I don't think I'll start anything, like, serious that day, just because I don't know if the Operation Sports rosters are going to be out yet. But I am going to try to play some full games without quick counts, full games with quick counts, and do some of that player lock stuff. More details to come. We're still ironing out those details.
Yeah.
You should also take off that day.
I don't know that that's going to be a hard sell. But I think specifically for my first day, I'm probably going to try out, because this will be my first experience with Diamond Dynasty. So I may try that just to see, just how bad it is. And maybe they've made some improvements to it from what I've heard of it, of that mode from before. So
my question is, do you really think the online is going to work enough for you to use Diamond Dynasty?
I don't think the online is going to work enough for me to be able to play a regular game on there, but I'm going into it optimistic because I don't have previous experience with it. So I get my spirits crushed on, what is it, the 6th that it comes out?
Yeah.
And whereas you guys will just have your expectations either met or adjusted slightly.
Because I know Pasta Padres played some Diamond Dynasty games on PS3, and even like the solo games, he was having server errors, which made the games not count. Which kind of sucks.
That's just phenomenal.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. EA Sports' 2014 FIFA World Cup Brazil came out. Neither of us have played that because I don't play a last-gen game. I was going to play it this weekend over Easter, but the Red Box did not carry FIFA World Cup. And you don't have an old console, so you're not going to play it either, right?
That is true. To be fair, though, even if it was on next gen, I wouldn't have played it. I have FIFA 14. It's base. I mean, like, I get that there's some, a few changes, but it's just I wouldn't bother with it.
Yeah, it seems a lot more aimed towards like the casual player. I'm basing all this off pretty much what Pasta Padre stream and stuff. He was saying that it's not as super simmy as FIFA 14 is. It's just like a step back, even on like the higher difficulty levels. So, I mean, if you're on an old console and you like soccer, probably a great pickup. I think I'm going to spend like $60 in foot and call it even. So they still get my money, I guess.
Right.
It's a terrible idea, but I'm going to do it.
No, packs are, packs in Ultimate Team games have always been good, so.
Yeah. What else we got here? Ali Ali, which is a game you should pick up on your Vita, which is a side-scrolling skateboard game. It will be coming out to the PS3 and PS4 soon. So let me recommend that to you. I think it's $14.99 on the PS Vita. And I doubt you'll be able to get some sort of cross-buy thing, but I could be wrong. But I think you will be very happy if you pick it up.
Well, this game looks interesting. Admittedly, I don't think I had heard of this game before before now. I think it's only $10, though, so that's good.
It's come down. Yeah. I think I paid $12.99, and that was with like the PlayStation Plus discount. So.
Oh, wow.
Get an 8.0 for Operation Sports, so it must be great. But, yeah, it's a fun little game. Definitely check that out.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Ugh, this thing happened. RBI Baseball came out on... what did it come out on? Came out on iOS, Xbox 360, and PS3. And it looks like hot garbage. You know there's not even music, like, during the game?
No, I saw a review of it, or someone playing the game, and it just... everything that I was worried about. So I initially thought that they should go through and maybe even make it look like the old game with updated rosters, or go a little more all out with the graphics. And you described it as hot garbage. That was what was in my head to say after you got done talking, was hot garbage. It looks horrific. And, you combine that with not having any sort of online play. And the price point is, I mean, on mobile it's fine, but I don't know that I'm going to.
Yeah, it seems a little, not full featured for a $20 game. I believe I sent you the link to the Giant Bomb quick look of it.
Yes, that is the one that's the video I'm referring to.
Yeah, it's like they didn't go enough in any direction. Like if they made it more, like. Not like kiddie graphics, but I mean like a little more like fun graphics.
Like the Backyard Sports series.
Yeah, like that, or like the Bigs. Or if they went more sim graphics, I think they would have been fine. But they went in like a middle area, and it kind of just looks like what you remember a PS1 baseball game looks like. Like, I remember MLB Pennant Race looking really good. That could just be my mind.
You're right. I know the graphics won't hold up, but still, I would probably take one of those first PlayStation games over that game. I played games on the Super Nintendo that I was like, oh, this is pretty visually appealing. 2020 baseball, way better than this.
Yeah, actually, I think MLB Pennant Race, I mean, if you cleaned it up a little bit, I think it would have better graphics then. If they had like an up converter, I bet it would have better graphics than RBI Baseball. I mean, I wish it was better because I feel like it's not good enough for super casual people, and more hardcore people aren't going to like it at all.
Yep.
So you're in like a really weird spot.
Now, are they going to make any adjustments? Because I still, my understanding is it's still coming out on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and Android?
Yeah. Again, I wanted to play it, didn't put it out on Android, so I still can't play it. That's not out yet still. I don't think they have a date for the next gen / Android versions, which is a little ridiculous. Like, come on, I don't know what we're waiting for here.
Right.
It would be really funny if they tried to drop it like the same day as MLB 14 on PS4.
Yeah, here's an alternative.
Yeah.
That's not at all good whatsoever. This game would have been better off as a text-based game.
You know, it's funny. Like, I went to the website, like the rbigame.com.
Yeah.
If the players looked like the drawings, like the images they have on the website, I think it would be okay.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't even look like that, no. Which is kind of funny. But it's weird.
It looks like a picture. It looks like if someone tried to draw that picture in paint.
Yeah.
On MS Paint, you know?
I don't want to just rip on the game, because, I mean, I really like what they're trying to do. But didn't they also say it was two buttons, but it's actually a third button, because there's a steel button that's separate? But, I mean, I'm still going to pick it up on Android just to actually see it. Probably pick it up on PS4 just to stream it and show off what it looks like. But I wouldn't be super excited. I wouldn't go running out to get this game.
I will probably get it on Android just because it's at a cheaper price point, and it will, by and large, be the exact same game that I could get on PS4.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't think I'm going to waste my money this time.
Well, if they don't build in the Twitch streaming to the Android one, that's pick it up on PS4 so I can stream it there. Haha. A game I would recommend you go out and spend your money on is Trials Fusion. What are your thoughts? It's on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, right? I believe so. I know Trials HD started as a Xbox 360 exclusive.
Yeah, I remember playing that game back in the day.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's Windows, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. It's $20 for the main game, and then you can buy a season pass for another $20. I'm going to recommend you buy the main game and hold off on the season pass. Do you want to explain Trials Fusion, or do you want me to attempt to?
I mean, you could fill in the gaps or whatever I mess up here. So
go for it.
Trials Fusion is essentially, you know, it's a motorcycle game, but it seems like they've started adding some additional things in here where you're basically going through what I would say to be like a motocross obstacle course. You know, you have different spots where you have to, flip your motorcycle, go up an embankment, flip it around and land up above. There's a lot of just this really, it's really a visually appealing game. You know, I think it looks even better than the previous ones did. And it's fun. It's fun right up until you realize that it's kind of the same game over and over. It's the same thing over and over again. Yeah, the courses are a little different, but I mean, the mechanics don't change a whole lot. And then they added in FMX tricks, so some like motocross tricks. But in my opinion, they're incredibly poorly done. Yeah. Like I find myself trying to do a trick, and the only one I can do is the one where he lays down on the bike. And any time I try to do anything where I kind of let go of the bike a little bit, I crash. There's nothing going to save me from that.
Yeah, definitely when you get to the the trick stuff, which I think is about a third of the way through the game. We're like, I think there's, I don't have the game up. I think there's 6 or 7 main groups of stages. And I think the tricks come in like the third or fourth one.
Yeah, it's the third one.
Yeah, those tricks, they seem easy, but they're not really described well. Like, there's just a picture on a wall that says how you do the trick. But it's just like a little IKEA guy doing a trick. Mm-hmm. I know the people, the folks over at goodgamebro.com put out a tutorial on how to do the trick stuff. So I'll put a link to that so that people can do that. Hopefully that'll help. I mean, I really like it. I really like the old Trials one. You know, Trials is a real thing. I don't know if you know that.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as extreme as in this game. But yeah, they do like the climbing up stuff like that. It's pretty awesome. Huh. I saw it on ESPN way back in the day.
Oh, the Ocho?
Yeah, possibly the Ocho.
Got it.
But yeah, I really like Trials Fusion. I'm just worried it's going to be one of those things like on when the PS4 launched, I played a lot of Resogun. And it was great up until the point where I was better than all my friends and nobody was really like testing my scores. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait till someone beats one of my scores and then I'll come back to it. And then no one ever really did. So I really haven't played much Trials Fusion recently. Or not, right. Sorry, Resogun recently.
Right.
Right now, Trials Fusion looks good. We got a bunch of people I know are playing it. So a lot of high scores are going around. Everybody's tweeting at each other that we got new high scores. So that's pretty cool. I just get worried when the next map pack comes out, a small percentage of people is going to buy that. And that will get smaller with every map pack if you don't buy the $20 thing. So might be one of those things where you just buy the $20 and be happy. Or buy the $20 base game, not worry about the season ticket. Because by the time we're done with this game, in theory, other games will be out. Because I think their DLC strategy was like through the same time next year, right? I think it said like it covers you until May of next year or April of next year.
Yeah, and let's be fair here. You know, we still have Madden right now with MLB coming out. Mm-hmm. There's eventually going to be a new Madden on the horizon, as well as some of the other new release games that are going to be coming out for the PlayStation 4 that have been hyped up a lot. I don't see myself playing this game all that much longer as it is, and I just bought it. You know,
yeah. I think once you get through the main, what'll probably happen, I mean, for most people, is they'll buy it, they'll like it a lot, they'll blow through the whole game. Then they'll go back and they'll beat the high scores of their friends, and then at some point that's going to fade off. And will the first map pack be out before that? Probably not. Because I want to say it was like 4 map packs that they were going to put out, or 4 track packs. So you figure that's every 3 months, you'll probably beat the game before that first one comes out, and you might be over the game by the time that first one comes out.
Yep.
I mean, $20 isn't a lot, but when you're paying $20 for a game and then $20 for the DLC, might not be the best.
It better add something amazing if it's gonna cost double, if it's gonna cost you double to buy the map pack.
Yeah, I mean, then like for like Call of Duty and Battlefield, they do the same thing where it's $60 for the game and then $60 for all the map packs and stuff. But usually you get a discount on the map packs, and I mean, those are games that people are playing like all year round. Yep. I don't think Trials Fusion is a game that people are gonna be playing all year round, but definitely worth the pickup now. Oh, keezy, keezy, keezy. What else we got here? EA Sports simulated NHL 14 and has predicted the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup championship.
So how's that going so far?
That's a great question. Why don't you tell me, Mr. Smarty Pants?
You know, I would love to tell you. I'm not a huge fan of hockey, mind you. So
I'm not a huge fan of you.
Well, calm down. I do happen to know a couple of things. I know that Pittsburgh won today. Can't seem to find any data otherwise. But
they are up 2-1 in their series against the Blue Jackets. Boston is tied with the Red Wings.
The Blue Jackets made the playoffs? Yeah. What have I been missing?
the Boston is tied 1-1 with the Red Wings. Come on, man. Go with the NHL stuff. The Ducks are up 2 games on what look to be the Dallas Stars. The Sharks are up 2 games on the Kings. A lot of stuff going on. We'll keep you abreast of the NHL playoffs as we go. NBA playoffs started, too.
With any luck, the playoffs will be over before the next time we have to talk about it.
highly doubtful, because the playoffs in hockey and or basketball take about 2 months. So, I did just find out there's going to be a companion game, Trials Frontier, released on iOS and Android devices. But as the last time I checked, which was about 10 minutes ago, that was not out for Android, so kind of upset.
For that, if it's anything where I have to move my phone, like, I play a lot of games, like, in bed, you know, and just kind of laying there. So anything where you have to use the that thing in your phone that kind of tells which direction it's facing, I can't play them.
Yeah, I wonder if that's how they're going to do it. I assume that's how it would be.
Right.
But
use the technology if it's there, I suppose.
Yeah. What else we got here? I recently got my review copy of Out of the Park Baseball, so I'm starting to play that a little bit. Been playing it on PC and iOS, and actually kind of liking it. It's still one of those games where it's, like, super tough to get into, like, to start with. Like, it took me about a good 15 minutes to get into my first game. Just because it's like, okay, I'm in this inbox-looking thing, and I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go right now. But I think on the next show, or maybe two shows from now, we're going to have Brad Cook from Out of the Park Developments on the show. Chat about it a little bit.
I remember my first experience with Out of the Park Baseball. It was I had an iPhone at the time, and I think it was either 12 or 13, and just was looking for a game that I could simulate, you know, being a manager of a baseball team, something I could just play real quick on my phone. I got so addicted to that game.
Mm-hmm. It's great
game. And just, like, I would sit there at work. You know, people would be coming up and asking questions, like, not now, I'm trying to see if I make the playoffs here. making moves on my phone, getting mad because Braun gets hurt. It was just, and yes, I was the equivalent of the Brewers, obviously, but
the equivalent.
But yeah, it was just, it's so, and you wouldn't think that, you know, basically a text-based game would get you that, like, involved in it, but I loved it, so... Really looking forward to seeing what this new one is like, because I hear they're adding just, you know, a couple visual elements to it.
Yeah, there's going to be some 3D stadiums and stuff, which I haven't actually checked out. I don't know why I didn't see it, but it's the only baseball sim Kurt Schilling has ever gotten addicted to. So it's got that going for it.
Right.
The iOS version is $4.99 and still pretty awesome. I had to borrow my grandmother's iPad Mini to actually play it. So... I don't have any more iOS devices that can actually play current things.
And your grandmother no longer has a iPad Mini, so that's good.
Well, hey, I might ask for an iPad Mini for my birthday. I don't really want to do that, but since these games never come out on Android, I kind of have to. Though, Out of the Park Baseball will be coming to Android sometime this summer. Word on the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yep, there's the end of my productivity coming again.
Well, I don't think you really had a start to it.
I mean, that's a valid point.
I want to tell you how much Out of the Park Baseball costs. I'm pretty sure it's $39.99.
It is indeed $39.99, sir.
Excellent. Definitely worth a pickup, especially if you like the old-timey baseball stuff. Like, I think I might just start a franchise in, like, or a career in, like, 1918 and just see what happens. It's kind of, that's the thing to do. But yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to it. And I feel like with the delay of MLB this year, I actually have time to, like, sit down and sink my teeth into this.
Yeah.
So.
Not a lot of time. You have 2 weeks, but.
Yeah, but. But yeah, I'll definitely be taking a look at that over the next couple weeks. And we're definitely going to have Brad on from Out of the Park to talk about it a little bit. Either next episode or maybe two episodes from now. Which I do have to email him back because I have not responded to his email. I'm one of those guys. That's a jerk.
Get on that.
Let's see. Anything else? I've been playing more FIFA recently. You need to start playing more FIFA so that we can play more FIFA.
You know, I've told you that I will play FIFA anytime you want to. I am not that good, but I'm sure I wouldn't cost the team a game or anything. You know,
questionable about that because usually one player can cost the team a game.
Well, there's a lot. There's 10 others. Figure it out.
9 others.
I was counting the goalie.
There's 11 on the field.
Yeah.
If I'm one, you're the other.
Yeah, I'm counting on you, too. I'm counting on you, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, see?
Well, then,
I will... Don't dissolve yourself of the responsibility here. You got to help out, too.
Well, I guess I will have to do my best then, won't I?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I understand this from League of Legends that my back hurts from carrying the team a lot, so.
Oh, God.
I will understand that it's something I will have to work on.
You have to tell these people that you are the best jungler in North America and the third best support in North America.
True. You being the second best support, but you've been slacking recently, so.
I sure have.
But other than that, I think that's kind of going to wrap it up for this week.
You sure? You don't want to talk about the new UFC game coming out at all?
There's a demo coming out. I'm very excited for that.
I happen to be a huge fan of UFC games.
Are you really?
I am. I was heavily enthralled in the THQ series that they had out, the Undisputed series, and loved every second of it. Used to actually play the game on a semi-competitive basis, and really just, you know, a huge fan of UFC on its own, but the video games always had a lot of fun. And so I'm really intrigued at what EA is going to do with the game, specifically because I did not like their first attempt at an MMA game. I thought it was garbage.
Interesting. I had no idea that you were super psyched about EA Sports UFC.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of the stuff that they've been releasing, like the pre-order bonus where you can be Bruce Lee. I think that's a little bit hokey, but you know, when you look at some of the graphics that they have coming out for mm-hmm. this new game, it looks really nice.
Yeah, and it looks beautiful.
It looks better than their previous attempt and again, they didn't have the UFC license at the time, but it looks better than that attempt. Now, how much of that is the fact that it's a you know, the next gen stuff that we're looking at, it, you know, there's that piece of it. And until I see some actual full on gameplay, I'm going to be a little sketched out about it, but I'm actually really looking forward to the June 17th release date of this game.
Excellent. I'm super excited that you're super excited. They're putting out a demo. I don't think they've put, first off, June 17th is an official day.
That's what I've heard.
You just made that up. Gotcha. All right.
No, I've not just heard it. I think it's around the mid June time frame.
I love when I say something and then I see you click on the link in the show notes. But yeah, according to this, June 17th.
But thank you. So for reading the same thing.
So yeah, that's pretty awesome. Now I know what to ask for my birthday. Just some Amazon money, not GameStop.
This might be the first sports game so far that I'm actually better at you than.
No, not a question. Not even a chance. But yeah, there's going to be a demo out, which I think is the most important thing for this game. Just because I've said, like, from day one, the only thing that matters, like, it's great that it looks great. It's great that it has the roster of people that I don't know who they are. But the number one thing is the controls have to be good for this game.
Yeah.
Because Fight Night's great. WWE's great. Can they put it all together? I mean, WWE is 2K, but I mean, can a sports game put the grappling that you have to do in the UFC, as well as the striking that you do, all together in a coherent control system?
And I honestly thought, and I'm kind of alone in this, I guess, but I thought that the THQ games really had it down. Like, I thought that when you went to the ground, you had to simulate the struggle of taking someone down somehow. Mm-hmm. So they had the technique they called the shine, where you would spin the right stick. I didn't see anything wrong with that. There are some people who disagreed and thought that was kind of, not
as realistic. A lot of people disagreed with that. But I mean, I could be wrong.
I feel like it was the best you can do to simulate some sort of struggle without turning into a mini game and then you're taking away from the fight. Right. So, I didn't like EA's first attempt at the game because it just, there was too much, like some of the animations just looked wonky and the controls were weird. Like, you shouldn't be able to parry, like, you know, to sort of push away a strike while you're on the ground. And, you know, like that seems like it would be hard to do, especially when you're trying to block your legs. So there were just some things in that game I wasn't terribly fond of. But I'm really looking forward to this one because it's been a while since we've had a new MMA game.
Huh. All right. I'm excited. Right.
Yeah.
Well, now you've got me. Now I'm more interested in actually playing the game, knowing that you are interested to play the game.
There you go.
Ugh. Now I have to buy another game. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I think we're good now. Now are we good? Just want to verify.
You know, yeah, I think we're okay here.
think we're good for this episode. Oh, forgot to mention, The Golf Club is out on Steam Early Access now. I think if you get it now, it's $29.99, but that might have been last week. Questionable. I should probably check that out. Let's just assume it's not $29.99 anymore. But that's for early access to that game. I was in the beta, liked it. I had some problems with my computer. I'm going to assume that's my computer because a lot of people didn't have any problems. I'm going to wait for the PS4 version of that game, so I didn't want to get the early access one yet.
But I was actually playing around in Steam today and happened upon the early access of it, and I was surprised because I didn't realize that it was that close to coming out. Like I didn't know it was coming out on the PC at all. I thought it was coming out on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and so I was surprised. It is it's $29.74 right now, yeah, this looks like I'm always looking for a golf game, you know, something that just helps you pass the time a little bit. I like the Tiger Woods series, or what used to be the Tiger Woods series, I should say. But yeah, so this one looks like it'll be fun. But yeah, you're right. Waiting until the PlayStation 4.
Yeah. Okay. I saw a release date and it said April 17th. I assume that's when the early access went up.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely going to play it on PS4. But that's just personal preference. So if you're going to play it on PC, I mean, go save some money, right? Might as well get it now.
Right.
Then you'll get the full game when it comes out. So, I don't know how much the game is going to cost. I don't think they've put that out. But if you can get it for $30 now and it's going to be a $60 title later, it's a pretty damn good thing, even if you don't play it till the real thing comes out. I assume that's how this works. You play you get the early access price, but then you get the full game when it comes out, right?
Yes, usually how it works.
I'm almost 1,000% positive that's exactly how it works. And
yeah.
I'm just being super cautious.
Right. Because the next thing you know, someone's going to go out there and they're going to buy it and they're not going to have access and it's going to be a mess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like someone getting ripped off in a Mutt game just because they met the person in my chat room. It's like, I don't care. Yeah, I think that will now do it for the show. Is that okay with you? Are we good now?
Hey, your show. You take us out.
All right. As always, you can reach us on Twitter. You can hit me up at ThatSportsGamer. Special Keezy, where can they find you?
You can find me at Special Keezy on Twitter.
Yeah, SpeciAlkeezy.
Yep.
I can say that's not very easy. Also, please make sure you go out and rate and review us on iTunes or the Stitcher Smart Radio. You know, I've never actually checked, but I'm fairly positive you can review stuff on Stitcher Smart Radio.
I've never used Stitcher Radio.
You should, actually. If you listen to podcasts on the road and you don't download them, depending on your cell phone plan, it allows you to stream podcasts to it.
I've got Sprint, which means that pretty much anywhere I go right now is a dumpster fire.
So just hope that you have Wi-Fi, and I'm sure it will work very well. I've actually used it before. It's actually a pretty snazzy app. Definitely good for Android. Unless you use Pocket Casts, which is like a legit podcast client. It's pretty awesome. So rate and review us 5 stars. We appreciate it. That's the stuff that gets more eyes on the show. So that always helps. Already said Twitter, facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. You can like us over there. Send us an email at feedback@thatsportsgamer.com if you want to have something read on the show. Actually, talking about Trials Fusion was good friend of the show, Dan Vitarli's idea. So that's why we spent some time on that. You can also leave a comment below this show's post. What else? You can head over to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer and see me beat up on Keezy and Rich Grisham in Madden. What else? twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer for all those hot live streams. I don't know. I think that's about it. You think of anything else? Tumblr, thatsportsgamer.tumblr.com. It's also awesome.
Are you selling a shirt?
I am selling orange t-shirts. Great call. I completely forgot about that. As a grandchild of a Dutch native, and I'll be going to the Netherlands later this year, I've decided to make a orange That Sports Gamer shirt to support the team during the World Cup this year. You can go to... teespring.com slash Orange That Sports Gamer, but Orange spelled O-R-A-N-J-E. O-R-A-N-J-E. Yeah, Orange, like the Dutch soccer team. Yeah, definitely awesome shirt. Can't wait to get those.
And keep your eye out for the possibility of a Team Ruach shirt coming soon.
I kind of want to make a Team Ruach shirt for our League of Legends team. That would be pretty awesome if we can have that happen.
Yes.
I think that's it now. I think now we are good.
I think you did a good job there.
Do you have anything else to say to the fine folks at home?
Nope. Got nothing. I'll end up saying something stupid if I keep talking.
Excellent. So this has been another episode of That Sports Gamer Show. I am TJ Lowerman, and that guy over there was Special Keezy. So you guys have a great week.